You know, in this little book here, there's a wisdom that God has given to us all through Scripture, because Jesus is revealed from Genesis to Revelation. But he has given us an insight into the days and the time that we live in. And it is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not John's revelation, but the revelation of Christ. Jesus told John, write this down. These are messages to the church. So you hang on to the blessed hope. It's what we talk about. So I just want to give you words right from Jesus in the book that he wrote, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Hear this, church. This is about the new Jerusalem after the death of Satan. We have hope. It says, then I saw a new heaven. John talking now, because he had the vision and he had the thing that Jesus was telling them to write down. So this is what John is saying. Then I saw a new heaven and the new earth, and the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. It wasn't destroyed, it just disappeared. The world without end, we sing that song all the time. People say the world's going to blow up. No, if Jesus is going to return, and I believe that he will because he said he would, he has to have an earth to come back to. I digress. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a beautiful bride prepared for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will remove all their sorrows. There'll be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the old world and its evils are gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne said, look, I'm making all things new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. And he also said, it is finished. What did Jesus say on the cross when he gave up the ghost? It is finished. But it wasn't over there. It was just finished on his earthly ministry because he was raised from the dead. That's why we have hope today. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give the springs of water of life without charge. All who are victorious will inherit these new blessings, that I will be their God and they, be my children. But cowards, this is the warning. That fellow did that shooting in Buffalo was a coward. But cowards who turn away from me, and unbelievers and the corrupt and murderers and the immoral, idol worshippers and all the liars, their doom is in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death. Well, what is the second death? Well, we know unless Jesus comes for us first in the rapture, we're all going to experience physical death. But our spirit will not die. But the ones who participate in all these things that he's talking about, their spirits will die. That's the second death. We don't have to worry about the second death if we believe and trust in the Lord thy God through his Son, Jesus Christ.